City officials, community partners, and event sponsors revealed the new location and lineup for Albany's signature free Alive at 5 concert series at a press conference this morning. The $5 million construction project underway at Corning Riverfront Park means a return for Alive at 5 to its Broadway roots. Mayor Kathy Sheehan proclaimed that the 27th annual edition of the series will be held at Tricentennial Park along Broadway and Columbia Street downtown.
I think that this is a great compromise. We didn't have to cancel the series. We were able to find this location.
Sheehan says special arrangements have been made to make the season a pleasant one for all.
Parking is going to be available for attendees at Quackenbush Square Garage for a special $5 flat rate. Additionally, our Alive at 5 transportation partner, CDTA, is going to continue to provide free event day passes that will enable passengers to ride to and from Alive at 5 free of charge. They're going to be available for pickup at City Hall and a number of locations throughout the city the day before each concert.
Alive at 5 opens with Dr. John and the Night Trippers on June 9th. June 16th, The Joy Formidable. June 23rd is R&B Night with Tony. June 30th is Funk Night with The Chronicles as Earth, Wind, and Fire and Thump Gospel performing a tribute set to Michael Jackson. July 14th is Irish Night featuring Enter the Haggis and Hair of the Dog. July 21st, Block Party with Titanics. July 28th is Country Night starring Nashville sensation Lo Cash. And the season closes August 4th with Southern rock legends Molly Hatchet. Police Chief Brendan Cox says each concert will be secure.
Recognizing the world we live in, we'll be making sure that we're out here to keep folks safe. We'll be putting our See Something, Say Something slogan out and have plenty of folks on hand to make sure everybody has a very good time.
Skylar Bull with the Downtown Albany Business Improvement District says it's exciting to have Alive at 5 back in its original location, if only for one season.
Alive at 5 brings thousands of people to the streets of downtown and to the front door of many local businesses that rely on foot traffic for their continued success.
What's good for business is also good for the arts, according to Mayor Sheehan.
There are two Thursdays that there are shows at Cap Rep that start at 8 o'clock. So on those two Thursdays, we'll have to wrap it up 10 minutes early. So the concert will end at about 7:50. You know, this is a really important series, and we can be great partners with the other arts institutions when we work together.
Alive at 5's rain location at the Corning Preserve boat launch is not affected by construction and will continue to serve as an alternate site in case of bad weather. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.